The Cafe Racer shooting happened 1 year ago today. Ian Stawicki killed 5 people last year in the University District coffee shop, and later that day, he killed himself. Today, I'm talking again with Amnon Schoenfeld, director of King County's Mental Health Division. Yesterday, we talked about mental health services in the county, and today he's back, and I'm excited to ask you, Amnon, about the stigma surrounding mental illness. What does that mean?
Stigma is a major problem. It really is something that keeps people from seeking services. It keeps people from being full members of our community. It can have major impact on whether or not people can get jobs and can get housing. There was a recent survey done that showed that the majority of people in this country wouldn't want to work with someone who had a mental illness and wouldn't want to live near someone who had a mental illness. So when we have that kind of stigma, people who really are afraid of people who have mental illness, don't want to be with people who have mental illness, that's the kind of thing that actually isolates people more and probably increases the fairly small risk that people with mental illness have. What we know is that people with mental illness are not more dangerous than the general population, except under very specific circumstances, when they're not treated, when they're homeless, when they're also using drugs or alcohol, and, of course, when they're unemployed, when they're not able to find housing. All of those are risk factors, and it increases the risk of violence on that a very small number of people who may have an inclination towards violence.
Why do people have these false notions, do you think, about violent acts, associating that with people with mental illness?
Well, I'm afraid that the media is partially to blame for this. I think when some of the horrendous things that we've seen in the last several years, you know, the shootings in Colorado, the shootings in Arizona, Sandy Hook, and the Cafe Racer are all examples that have been the media has paid a lot of attention to, and they have really emphasized the possible mental disorder that people have had, sometimes with actually no real evidence. The Sandy Hook shooting, for example, there's an incredible amount of discussion across this country about mental illness as a result of that shooting. Now, obviously, when someone does something as horrific as that, no one can understand that kind of activity. No one can understand why someone would do such a thing. And there's an assumption that they had to be deeply disturbed, that they had to be mentally ill. But we don't really know what was going on with that individual. And there are people who do horrible things who don't have any mental illness, and we don't question that. People who are racist, people who go in and shoot people because they're a different color, people who hijack airplanes and crash them into buildings because they have political beliefs, all of those things, we don't question the mental illness part. But these kind of activities where someone does something to children, where someone just walks into a cafe and shoots people, I think there's just an assumption it's mental illness that's driving that. And so we associate mental illness with unpredictable violence, and we're afraid of it.
And it seems like it's easier for people to wrap their heads around something happening so terrible by saying they must be mentally ill.
Absolutely.
But that the numbers, actually, you're saying, don't coincide with that notion.
There's been a lot of research about the connections between mental illness and violence, and most of the studies indicate that about 4% of all the violent acts in our society can be attributed to people with a known mental disorder. So it's a very small percentage.
Okay, let's talk again about the people who might have a mental illness and why it's important for them to get this message, like somebody who might have even depression or something.
Right. Well, I think that the message we want to send is that, first of all, about 25% of all the people in this country will have a diagnosable mental disorder at some point in their lives. So that's a fair number of people. And what we don't want to do is create a perception that they need to deny it, that they need to hide it because of the stigma that's associated with it. They need to go out and get the treatment, the help that they need to deal with their mental disorder. Most mental illness can be treated, and so if we can get people to accept the fact that it's an illness like any other illness, and they need to take care of it just like they'd go to a doctor if they had a regular medical problem, a kidney problem or a heart problem.
Okay, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon, Amnon.
You're welcome.
Amnon Schoenfeld heads the Mental Health and Substance Abuse Division for King County. I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News.